This week, we strip ourselves down to the bare essentials to get to the bottom of this question that Peter sent in.
How much of my body could I live without? People donate a pint or so of blood, a kidney maybe, and can live without limbs. But what's the limit? How much of our body do we really need?
Over to Elena Tay, Cambridge University medical student, lending us a hand to find the answer.
Lots of people live having had lots of bits like kidneys and livers taken out. And the answer's more complicated these days, where we have very clever machines that can pump blood around our body, just like our hearts can, and they put oxygen in our blood, just like our lungs do, and they can clean our blood like our kidneys can.
But without these machines, what are the bits of our bodies we just can't do without?
Firstly, we need our brains and spinal cord to work. They control our breathing and heart rates. It's mostly the bottom of our brains that do these things, so in theory, we could take out the frontal lobes, which control our personality, and still be fine. We also need our hearts to pump blood, which carries oxygen and other nutrients to the rest of our body. Then we need our lungs, or rather, a lung. We really only need one good lung to live, but it's nice to have two, just in case. We also need a liver to process all the drugs and toxins that enter our bodies, but only a chunk of it, as it's a clever little thing that grows as much as we need it to. And we also need a kidney, but just one will do, and a gut, but we only need about a meter and a half of small bowel, and there's no need for our large bowels if you really don't want it. And we also need some skin to keep the bad bugs out and the water in so we don't get too dehydrated. Everything else, like our limbs, our eyes, our ears, nose, teeth, hair, appendix, reproductive organs, pancreas, spleen, esophagus, belly buttons, these really are just a luxury. It's definitely very nice to have them all, but we are able to stay alive without them.
So we can keep donating blood, but try to keep hold of important bits, like your head. Thanks, Elena. Next, we tackle this burning question that Donald wrote in with.
A weird occurrence was reported in Soweto, which took place about 2 weeks ago, where a young man of about 20 years suddenly started burning. He was nowhere near a fire, heater, stove, or anything of that sort, but he literally caught fire, and he is now in hospital for secondary burns. This got me thinking, there's been quite a few cases of people spontaneously combusting. Is there any scientific explanation for this?
Georgia Mills, and if you can help with the answer to that question, then get in touch. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com or you can tweet @NakedScientists. That's it for this week. Thank you to George Church, Peter Convey, Kate Jones and John Priscu, who are our guests. Thank you also to Georgia Mills for production. And do join us next week when we'll have another special Science Centre live edition of The Naked Scientists. And this month we're heading to the seaside to dive into marine science. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and the SDFC. My name's Chris Smith and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.